Now let's take a look back at what we've learned. We should now have a better understanding of some of the technique variables that lead to obtaining an accurate physiologic assessment. We should know how these variables are increasingly important in obtaining an accurate IFR assessment. We should be able to recognize adequate normalization. And finally, we should be able to develop a process for ourselves when troubleshooting during an IFR or FFR assessment.